If I could talk the stories, I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on the 6th day of December 2010. Happy birthday to Peter Buck of REM, who is 54. Comedian Stephen Wright is 55, as is Don Rickles, who is 62. And jazz great Peter Brubeck is 90 today. God bless him. So my latest video has to do with, it's a radio video, and it has to do with a man without sight, a blind man walking into the van as it was sitting in the middle of Cherry Street, on the sidewalk of Cherry Street, playing Christmas music on loudspeakers for everybody to hear. And it got me thinking about the Georgia Academy for the Blind, which is housed in Macon. The state facility is here. So if you are losing your sight, if you have lost your sight, if born blind, they teach you skills. It's where they do all things to make lives better for people without sight. And it is an amazing place. Needless to say, radio is very important. And when I was on the air, I would get calls. We would do promotions. We were always involved with things. We had a promotions director, Elaine Hardison. Elaine, more hair than the law allows, Hardison. We called her that because she was the best. I mean, everything Elaine did was perfect. I don't know how it happened. I mean, we had a lot of promotions directors come through after Elaine, and they were fantastic too. But she was just unreal. Everything that she planned. She always watched out for the jocks, and she watched out for the station, and she made sure that everything was done, so we just had to show up, do our thing, and go home, and she was just amazing. Well, anyway, she was also a really great singer, and she decided one year that our staff should go out for a week. I think we went out maybe 3 or 4 times that week to go Christmas caroling, and one of the places we went to was the Georgia Academy for the Blind. And it was the most fun we'd ever had. It was, and we went to some old folks' homes, went to some children's homes. I think we went to the mall once to sing. It was tough singing and ducking fruit at the same time that people are throwing. But and so the idea is, so we go to the Academy for the Blind, and the kids are all in this room. It's packed. It's absolutely packed. So we're going around the room introducing ourselves. And of course, when they hear our voices, we've come to life all of a sudden. We're no longer these people in the box, and you can just see them getting excited. And so I'd say, I'm Bill Elder, mornings FM 99, and they get excited. Then I'm Paul Béliveau, FM 99 News, and I'm T. Shannon, Afternoons. And so anyway, it was just amazing. It was so amazing. I actually played American football with these kids once. It was a ball that would hum, and they could hear it, and they could find it, and it was truly, truly amazing kids. There was this kid named Marty who used to call all the time, and one day I went out to see him. We had a visit, and he took me to his room, and he reached under the bed, and he pulled out a Braille Bible, and he started reading from this, and I swear, I had tears in my eyes. It was impossible. He's a minister now. So back to the caroling. We're singing, and they're very, very very polite with applause after every song, and so we see a hand go up as if they had a question. And so I think it was Paul. Paul said, yes, you in the back, you have a question. And the kid says, and I'm not lying, I am not making this up, God is my witness. The kid said, I'm sorry, we can't see you here in the back. Place erupted into laughter, uncontrollable. Anyway, we had a grand time, and thanks to Elaine for setting all that up and for making that possible. Another friend of mine without sight, who was one of the funniest people you'd ever want to meet, his name is Jim Holsenbach, and he phoned in what I believe to be one of the funniest radio bits I've ever had.
All of you must remember that a man is born, he lives, he dies, and is buried. That Absolutely. Is called the life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and when he is buried, he converts into fertilizer, which makes the grass grow.
Of course it does.
And needless to say, along comes a horse and eats the grass.
Exactly.
And then the grass is converted into a byproduct.
Yes.
And the moral of this little story is to
yes.
be careful of what you step in. It may be a relative.
We'll see you tomorrow.